It's 5:04 for WFYI News. I'm Marianne Holland. The State Health Department has filed emergency stop sale orders against a Marathon station on Indianapolis's west side and a Sunoco station in Upland. The department says an inspection found high levels of water in regular unleaded gas at the Indianapolis station and gas mixed with kerosene at the Upland station. Carmel's new Palladium will celebrate its grand opening this weekend. A public ribbon-cutting ceremony will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday. Sunday, a free open house will take place from 11 to 6. John Huey is a spokesperson for the Center for the Performing Arts. He says this weekend's events will feature Hoosier talent.
It's important that people come out and hear so many Central Indiana musicians. On Sunday, we have the IU Jazz Ensemble and we have the Purdue Glee Club. And those are two wonderful Indiana-based musical groups that I think people will love hearing on the Palladium stage.
Huey says a number of headlining artists will be coming to the Palladium during its first year, including the Cleveland Symphony, Vince Gill, and the Vienna Boys Choir. The IU Simon Cancer Center is looking for tissue donors tomorrow for breast cancer research. WFYI's Sharon Alseth reports.
The Susan G. Komen for the Cure Tissue Bank periodically collects healthy tissue samples for research in how cells turn cancerous. Tomorrow from 8:30 till 2:30 is the next donation window at the facility on the IUPUI campus. A tissue sample about the size of two peas is taken with a needle and local anesthetic, and a questionnaire must be completed. More information is online at komentissuebank.iu.edu. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.